Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk last night shared in his opening Saturday Night Live monologue that he has Asperger's, and I'll share more about that later in this video. But first, I want to share some thoughts on his overall SNL appearance. I thought he did a great job and he nailed it. My favorite skit was probably the skit at the end where he was a cowboy, and it just seemed like he wrote most of the jokes. It was just completely quintessential Elon there, and I thought it was a great ending to the night. What's interesting to me about his SNL appearance was how much time Elon put into it. Elon had to come to New York City early in the week. He spent almost the entire week there, and there must have been lots of time writing, practicing, rehearsals. I mean, this is a big deal and a big production. And when you take a bigger look at this, Elon is a busy guy, and he has Tesla with 80,000 employees, SpaceX, Boring Company, Neuralink, and all this stuff happening. And he usually will spend his day mostly in engineering meetings, pushing projects forward. But for him to spend a whole week in New York City working on Saturday Night Live, it's a huge sacrifice. And I think it shows that Elon values comedy, and it shows how much he sees the power of comedy. He's tweeted this in the past, like, whoever controls the memes controls the universe. And I think there's something about comedy that is beyond rational. It's something that you can't completely explain. And it's definitely powerful, similar to, I think, some of the dynamics in music. Now, for me, the most interesting part of Elon's appearance at Saturday Night Live was him sharing in the opening monologue that he has Asperger's or Asperger's syndrome. Now, I personally grew up in a family with the majority of the family members having Asperger's. And it's actually been clear to me for many years that Elon has probably been on the spectrum. And it's actually helped me understand Elon's unique manner of leading Tesla and his companies. Now, first off, each person with Asperger's is different. They deal with things very different. So I think it can be a mistake to think that all people with Asperger's are similar or the same. One example is I have two members in my family that I grew up with, and they almost have completely opposite personalities. Like you really would not, you know, categorize them as similar in any way, per se, personality-wise. Yet both of them have Asperger's. And a lot of it is you have to see beyond just kind of the personality into some deeper characteristics. So here are a few characteristics of Asperger's that I think Elon has shown, but it also helps us to understand how Elon is leading his company. So first is Elon shows extreme focus and persistence. Now, there is normal focus and normal persistence, right? But there's another completely different level of focus and persistence. And that's what some people with Asperger's show. And in the normal world, actually, we could look at that as kind of it's focused to a fault, where it's hyper-focus. But in certain ways, in certain conditions, in certain industries, hyper-focus can be rewarded. And Elon's been rewarded a lot because he's been hyper-focused on SpaceX, getting to Mars, right? And hyper-focused on Tesla electric vehicles for almost 20 years. I mean, this is amazing. SpaceX goes back to like 2002 or so, and Tesla, I think, goes back to even 2003. This is almost 20 years of maintaining ultra high intensity level of focus every day, day in and day out. This is just not normal for most people. And I think that this is one of actually the positive traits that Elon has managed to leverage and to manage in a way that's been very productive. All right, now the second characteristic of Asperger's, I think Elon shows, is kind of a high intellectual or artistic interest. Now, this varies for each person with Asperger's in a lot of ways, but for Elon, he has shown a lot of interest in engineering and physics. And I think part of that is that world of engineering and physics. It makes sense. The rules are defined. And he dives so deep into it where he sees the magic of engineering, where you can create almost anything that you want through engineering and persistence. All right, the third kind of Asperger's characteristic is being challenged with social and relational skills. Now, this is also complex because each person handles this very different. But for some people, it can be a detachment on how certain actions of theirs impacts other people, kind of especially in a nuanced manner. So oftentimes, like if you can kind of deduce it to some type of, you know, if you do this, this will happen automatically, it's easy to get, but there's a lot of nuances in relationships and social situations. I think one example is with Elon and timelines. For Elon, he is just sharing timelines for what they are. These are things that he thinks are possible, but they're not promises in any way. He's not trying to be held accountable in any sense. He just wants to give a sense of what he's thinking. However, there's a nuance in relationships where some people, I'm not saying everyone, but some people can get disappointed in some of these timelines not being fulfilled, but even being vastly, right, not fulfilled. And they get disappointed because they feel like they had trusted Elon, that Elon was going to, had promised or had, was, you know, count out, they're counting on Elon to deliver something, but he just didn't deliver in time. For Elon, he's just not connected to that disappointment, because that disappointment is actually a quite nuanced, you know, and complicated relational issue. And this is just kind of one example, I think, of kind of having a challenged kind of social or relational skill set. Another example is sometimes Elon might say something or do something that doesn't go well with other people, but that's not his intention. Right? His intention is he has a well-intentioned meaning. He wasn't intending to offend or whatever, but that's just part of the reality sometimes with Asperger's, where you're not, it's difficult and it's challenging to get all the nuances of relationships. All right, lastly, I think some people with Asperger's actually have an increased sense of justice and what's fair. Now, this means a lot in different ways for different people with Asperger's, and it doesn't apply to everyone. But I see this actually a lot with Elon, where he does value justice and what's fair very highly, and he wants to do the right thing. An example of this is with advertising. And he just really thinks advertising is manipulation, and he just doesn't want to have a part in it, especially paid advertising, right? Manipulating people's opinion. He wants people to decide for themselves and to trust people with that. And I think that is related to his view on PR, right? He abolished his PR team because he just doesn't like it, right? And plus, he doesn't want to deal with the journalists. He just thinks the whole media system, you know, there is some major issues to say the least. And he wants to trust the people in the sense that he thinks that people will eventually find out the facts. People who want to know will find out what is true. This comes with additional risks. And you know, there's a lot of people who might be resistant to this and saying, hey, we don't want those additional risks. Elon should do, you know, have a PR team. Elon should do X, Y, and Z. But for Elon, he's very focused and he cares a lot about doing what he thinks is the right and the most fair way to do it. Another point of this is he'll actually work harder in engineering and product to compensate. So he understands that, hey, there might be some additional risks for some of the things he's doing, but in a way he'll put more effort and more focus into engineering, making the product even better. So it's a trade-off. I think with Elon Musk and with Tesla, you know, you're getting a unique leader and a very unique company. This is a leader who is hyper-focused on some of the biggest, you know, challenges and problems to humanity. And he is working day in and day out, focused on the engineering, focused on getting the best product out, improving that product over time. And I think what Tesla's and SpaceX and his other companies are seeing is they're seeing the fruits of that kind of hyper-focused leadership from Elon Musk. Anyways, here are just a few of my thoughts. You know, I've got a ton more. I'm going to share more of kind of my thoughts on what I've learned and what I'm seeing kind of from Elon through this SNL kind of appearance with Emmett Peppers later tonight. It'll come out tomorrow, the episode. Anyway, subscribe to be notified. Also, all my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter. Just search for Hey Dave 7. All right, I'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.